I, Susan Askell.
I, Peter Brown.
Swear
that I will be faithful and bear true allegiance to Her Majesty, Queen Elizabeth II.
To our license and authority pursuant of the extra parochial ministry measure 1967 to serve with effect from the 10th day of November 2011 during our pleasure as chaplain to Her Majesty's Prison Earlstoke.
My name is Peter Brown and I am the coordinating chaplain at the moment at HMP Shepton Mallet and will soon be taking on the role of coordinating chaplain of Shepton Mallet and Earlstoke. I think the prison system excludes people from those they love. It's a denial of freedom, and they're not able to do the things that most people in society can do, and that is the main punishment why people come into custody. But we also have the challenge of making sure they don't reoffend, sending them out as responsible citizens at the end of their sentence.
My name is Sue. I'm the Anglican chaplain, now licensed today, here at HMP Earlstoke.
How important was this today to be licensed?
Actually, it's been hugely important. I've needed an affirmation, actually an affirmation from the diocese, and today I feel I've got that.
You have called us to be a light to the world, so that those in darkness come to you. May our lives shine as a witness to the saving grace you have given for all.
I'm Nicholas Holton and I'm the Bishop of Salisbury.
Actually, in a prison, what happens is you have rather a lot of time on your hands and you start to ask questions about meaning. And also, you've got opportunities that you wouldn't have in the wider world. You've been taken out of the social circumstances where you got into trouble. And there's the opportunity of education and courses. And for people here, there's an opportunity for things to do with healthy relationships. There's a really good programme to help them rebuild their lives. So I think there is the opportunity to live life to the full, oddly enough, in a prison. I think that it's a terrible shock to find yourself in prison. And quite often people will say, it's not fair. Some will say, yeah, I'm guilty as charged. But what you're given is the opportunity to rework your life. And actually, prison's both about punishing and it's about rebuilding people's lives. So the task, most of these people are going to go back out into the community. Some of them will go back into the community quite soon. And actually, what we want is for them to live better.
You affirm their humanness. Yeah, we all make mistakes. Some of us make awful mistakes. But then reassure them that we have a God who loves and will forgive and encourage them to start looking at themselves and saying you have got something that's of worth and you can use to the betterment of other people's lives when you move on from here.
For them, I am their chaplain and I hope that I am a bringer of hope into their community. That's not going to change. I'm a people's person and I'm about relationships. None of that is going to change with one piece of paper.
To bring our lives as daily offerings.